Okay, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Senate Rules Committee party and hearing for June 27th. And our vice chair has asked for me to open the committee gift, and so I'm going to accommodate him.
Oh, Madam Chair, please open the card and read the inscription.
The card first, okay. Senator Rosenbaum, for meritorious service as chair of Senate Rules, this token of our esteem, signed by all committee members. Thank you very much, and back at you. This is a mutual admiration society. And this gift is so heavy that I can barely even lift it. So
it's a swimming aid, Madam Chair.
It's actually simple.
Oh, that's very funny, Senator.
I am not going down with this ship. We did deal with abandoned vessels in an earlier hearing, but this is not going to be one.
It is rather
heavy. Oh, wow, look at this. This is well wrapped.
Very cool.
Oh, look at this. Oh, this is wonderful. Thank you.
And so if you might, Madam Chair, if I may suggest you hold it up so that folks can see.
If I can heft it, yeah. So, cameras.
Very cool.
Called She Who Watches.
She Who Watches.
Yes. She Who Watches is a rock art from the Columbia River. It's near the Dalles. There's quite an interesting lore that goes with it, but it represents a female chief who watched over her tribe, and Coyote, the trickster, changed her into a rock art form so that she could watch the people in perpetuity. So that is a little remembrance of your service on the commission. So She Who Watches will now watch over you.
Very wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. This is great. So I could use it as a gavel. Okay, so thanks again, and we'll be celebrating, I think, a little bit later today. But we do have three bills before us today, and so I will begin by opening a work session on House Bill 2418A. And Chana, if you'd like to just remind us.
Certainly, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. House Bill 2418, you heard in committee yesterday, it modifies the definition of supervisor employee for purposes of public employee collective bargaining law. It specifically says that a public employee who is prohibited from striking, who merely assigns, transfers, or directs the work of another and does not have the authority to impose economic discipline on other employees is not a supervisory employee. You have in your packet the A8 amendments, which add an emergency clause and specifies within the modification of that definition of supervisory employee that it does not apply to employees of police departments in cities with populations of less than 14,000 people. We have received all of the paperwork on this. The fiscal impact is indeterminate.
Thank you, Chana. And members, as you'll recall, we heard this yesterday. We did not have the fiscal, and now we do, and we have a dash A8 amendment to adopt. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the dash A8 amendments dated 5/30/13.
Okay, Senator Beyer has moved the dash A8s into House Bill 2418. Is there discussion on the amendment?
Yes.
Yes, Senator Starr.
I apologize. I missed the testimony yesterday, and so this question might be on the top of somebody's mind because you might have heard it. How many cities are we talking about that are above the 14,000? Do we know? Do
all of the ones that are not in my district, Mr. Chair.
is it 30 cities? Is it 20 cities? That would be really helpful, since we are drawing a line, to know who's above the line and who's below the line.
I honestly don't know the answer to that, and that question didn't come up yesterday.
Not to Senator Rosenbaum, but I believe somebody here may be able to answer it.
Ryan knows.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I actually do have a chart here that one of my clients put together. It's not totally accurate because it breaks off the line at 10,000. So 14,000 would be right in here. So everything in yellow on these
two
pages.
Oh, yes. Could you please identify yourself for the record?
Excuse me. Brian DeLeishman, representing the Oregon Council of Police Associations. So those that would be included They're roughly, so I'm going to say 30 to 35, and of those that are not included, everything else in the state of Oregon.
Right. Madam Chair, would you mind very much if he just read the, if there's only 30 names, could you just give us a clue of who they are?
Who would be included?
Yeah.
Portland, okay. Portland, Eugene, Salem, Gresham, Hillsborough, Beaverton, Bend, Medford, Springfield, Corvallis, Albany, Tigard, Lake Oswego, Kaiser, Grants Pass, Oregon City, McMinnville, Redmond, Tualatin, West Lynn, Woodburn, Newburgh, Roseburg, Klamath Falls, Forest Grove, Wilsonville, Milwaukee, Ashland, Sherwood, Central Point, Herbiston, Pendleton, Coos Bay, Troutdale, Canby, Lebanon, Happy Valley, and Dallas, and the Dalles. Everything else is underneath that line.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Sure, you're welcome.
So I believe we're still on the amendment. Is there further discussion on the amendment? Is there objection to the amendment? Okay, seeing none, amendment is adopted. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2418A as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Beyer has moved House Bill 2418A as amended by the dash A8 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there discussion on his motion? Is there objection? Okay, Mike, would you please call the roll?
Senator Beyer?
Yes.
Senator Burdick?
Yes.
Senator Starr?
No.
Vice Chair Perioli?
No.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries. And the chair will assign this to herself to carry on the floor.
Good idea.
And I'll close the work session on House Bill 2418. And open a work session on House Bill 3342. And Janet?
Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, you heard House Bill 3342 yesterday. And as a reminder, it prohibits public employer from engaging in or using public funds to deter, support, assist, or promote union organizing. You have the dash three amendments, which remove the prohibition on the public employer engaging in actions to assist, promote, or deter union organizing, and makes changes to who is enforcing, specifically from the Bureau of Labor and Industries to the Employment Relations Board. We've received the fiscal impact on this measure and on the dash threes, and it is indeterminate.
Okay, thank you, Chana. And we did take testimony on this yesterday. We have an amendment. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the dash three amendments dated 6-10-13.
Okay, Senator Beyer has moved the dash three amendment to House Bill 3342. Is there discussion on the amendment? Is there objection to the amendment? Seeing none, amendment is adopted. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt, I move HB 3342 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Beyer has moved House Bill 3342 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Okay, Mike, would you please call the roll?
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
No.
Vice Chair Perioli?
No.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries.
And Madam Chair, I think I will serve notice of a possible minority report on House Bill 2153.
Thank you, Senator. We're on 3342, actually. But
that was, it's called foreshadowing, ma'am. On the minority report on House Bill 3342.
Okay. So
thank you, ma'am.
The record will note that Senator Beyer has, Senator Farioli has served notice on House Bill 3342. And do we have a volunteer to carry this? Okay, Senator Beyer will carry it on the floor. And I'll close the work session on House Bill 3342. And we have one more bill. And I'll open a work session on House Bill 2153B.
Victoria.
And Victoria, I remember you. So this is a bill that we have not taken up in this committee previously. And Victoria, welcome to the Senate Rules Committee. And if you could please tell us about this bill, that would be great.
I'd be happy to. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2153B allows school district boards to place limitations on the number of proposals for public charter schools they will evaluate if more than 3% of students who reside in the district are currently enrolled in charter schools. The measure specifies when calculating 3%, the school district board excludes students not required to attend school full-time, requires school district board to determine whether to limit proposals on an annual basis, requires advancement of educational goal to be an element of charter included in proposal, and grounds for termination if reasonable progress is not made, specifies school district board's determination of whether a proposal for charter advances educational goal and whether reasonable progress towards advancement is a final decision not subject to appeal, requires public charter schools sponsored by State Board of Education to submit requests for change of sponsorship to school district board in district where a charter school is located in specified circumstances. You have before you today the dash B6 amendments, which resolve a conflict with House Bill 2150B, which modified the contents and processes for proposal to establish public charter schools. The amendments further limit the ability of districts to require charter proposal address advancement of educational goals to those districts with more than 3% of resident students currently enrolled in charter schools and three or more charter schools currently located in the district. Requires eligible district board to decide whether to require educational goal advancement in charter proposal and to submit identified goal to State Board of Education. Requires that proposals submitted to eligible district specifying goal address advancement of educational goal and allows district to consider proposal incomplete if educational goal advancement is not addressed. The measure further provides that failure to demonstrate reasonable progress toward advancement of educational goals constitutes grounds for termination of charter, limits charter school sponsorship by institution of higher education to those institutions first establishing sponsorship prior to July 1, 2017.
Okay, thanks, Victoria. And I think we have someone here to testify on this bill, and I see him coming forward. Welcome to the Senate Rules Committee.
Thank you. Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee, David Williams with Portland Public Schools, testifying in support of House Bill 2153 and hopefully explaining just a little more about what the bill does. This bill comes to you out of the Joint Ways and Means Committee. When it came over to this chamber, we determined that there was a fatal flaw in the bill, and so the B6's attempt to fix that piece, as well as resolve conflicts with House Bill 2150, which was previously passed by the Senate Education Committee. So what we're doing with this bill is for districts that already have an existing robust system of charter schools in the district, we want to enable those boards to better focus the charter schools that come to them on the greatest needs of the school district. So hence you have to have three charter schools and 3% or more of your kids in charter schools, and then the local board can establish key educational goals that they want all new prospective charter school applications to address in their application. It's really not more complicated than that. We fixed there. You'll notice in your administrator's definition there was a piece that said the determination of local board around that educational goal was not subject to appeal. That has been removed by these B6 amendments in a complicated way because we got to remove them first from 2153 and then resolve the conflicts in 2150 and hence remove them again. So, but it does remove that. So all of the decision of the local board is subject to appeal to the State Board of Education, and they also have the ability, a charter school applicant would have the ability to take a denied application to an institution of higher ed based on legislation that you all approved in 2011. You should have with you a one-pager that we were prepared on this measure to help you understand as well. Very quickly, the limit that we place, the triggering amount, the 3 and 3%, limits the bill's applicability to only 8 school districts in the state. And I'll read them since we want to do that. Portland, Eugene, Gresham-Barlow, Oregon City, Reynolds, North Clackamas, Lincoln County, and North Bend. Those are currently the only districts that have both 3 or more charter schools and 3% of their kids attending charter schools. In Portland Public Schools, we have 10 operating charter schools, and about 4% of our students attend those charter schools in the district. This application process is merely optional for any of these school districts that reach this amount. No district is required to fit into this process. If they do not opt into it, they merely default to the existing charter school application process as it stands in statute today. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, thanks for that explanation. Do we have any questions for this witness? Senator Starr?
Oh, I have lots of questions, but...
None that you care to...
None that would make a difference as far as the future of this bill.
Any other comments or questions? Okay. Thanks a lot for your testimony.
You.
Is there anyone else who wants to testify on House Bill 2153? Okay. So, members, we are in a work session, and Victoria, we do now have the fiscal, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash B6 amendments dated 6/25/13.
Great. Senator Beyer has moved the Dash B6 amendments to House Bill 2153B. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Is there any objection to the amendment? Hearing none, amendment is adopted. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2153B as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Beyer has moved House Bill 2153 as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Is there discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes. Senator Starr.
That's the beauty of serving on the Rules Committee is we get to be the Education Committee and the Land Use Committee and all sorts of committees. So I am going to oppose this bill as I see it completely unnecessary. And, you know, I appreciate, you know, Portland Public, you know, what they're attempting to do here. I just disagree philosophically with the direction. I believe that in order to put a charter school together, it takes a boatload of effort and work and support from individuals that are active and want to engage and provide unique opportunities for school kids, and for a school district board of directors to say, well, we're going to say, here's our criteria and here's our policy objectives, and unless you fit in with what we want, you're out of luck. I appreciate that it only impacts 8 districts. It happens to be some of the largest districts in the state. And some small ones, but I just trust members of our communities that want to work hard to create lots of options and opportunities to educate kids in our state, and I'm not interested in limiting that opportunity, so I'm going to oppose this bill.
Thank you for your comments. Further discussion? Okay, well, I certainly agree with you about the joys of serving on the Rules Committee. I can't really agree about this bill because it seems like in its amended form, it's attempting to acknowledge the legitimate role that charter schools play and still provide some balance. So, Mike, could you please call the roll?
Senator Beyer?
Yes.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
No.
Vice Chair Ferrioli?
No.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries. And we need a carrier, and I don't know, maybe Senator Haas would like to carry this, so we'll ask him to carry it and
Madam Chair, if I might submit for the edification of the members, the legend of Salalagal, who is she who watches, I'll just leave copies with our committee staff, and they can distribute those and perhaps post for members who might have watched, members of the public who might have watched our little ceremony and be curious about the rock art in the Columbia.
Well, thank you, Senator Ferrioli. That'll be very enjoyable for everybody. And I will close the work session on House Bill 2153. I do not actually think that this is our last meeting, given that we are the Rules Committee and that Rules never closes. And
the
Sunny Die
Resolution
actually is starting on the House side this time. But I do want to just take a moment to thank the committee members for arduous work and certainly for being willing to spring into action at a moment's notice and take up a variety of topics from wolves to abandoned vessels to PERS to just about everything under the sun. It really has been a great pleasure to be the chair. And I also want to especially thank our guest committee administrators who have joined us on a moment's notice, but even more, our absolutely steadfast, flexible, and brilliant committee administrator, Lori Brocker, and our committee administrator, Mike Riley. They are just absolutely stellar. I don't think we would ever be able to function anywhere near as well as we do without them, and they've really done an incredible job. So thank you both for great work.
Thank you, ma'am.
And members, stay tuned, but with nothing further to come before us today, we are adjourned.